אברהם אברהם אוהב את יצחק. ועלום בפרש הקסיב העין עם הבאר שחפר עבד יצחק ורואה יגרו רוב עליהם עד באר השלישית שלי רוב עליה ויקרא שמוי וחוי ויס שכוייך. קראת ההיר חבלון, זה very long piece. גם יום בטעים תמיד, a whole piece. זה סגון לכל אחד, זה עניין הוא, כי אבוידס עבדי יצחק בא בארץ האלו, ואבוידה בעבדי יצחק בא בארץ האלו, הוי בבחינת אבוידה לצורך קוויה, זה הלג אבוידה, כמרומס בסייף טייבס, בשולש בארץ האלו, איסק סיטנו, חויבויס, שם איסיס עשר, ניס בארץ, זה בחינת עשר ספיריס הקדושים. נאצ מרמז נתאוס ויחקרו, ששיר, שחופה, שעובד עבידה גדולה, בזיכוך גופו מחוימרם להלס הרפח נצויצה מן השביר, להלויסם למקור, שראשם הרום בקוידש, בשל אסס ספירס של קדושה. In other words, the avoidה is to be מזכך, and to be מעלה the רפח נצויצה. Everything has something from the רפח נצויצה inside, and the Ike is to be מעלה the רפח נצויצה, from the שביר, and to bring in the מקור, שראשם הרום בקוידש, בשל אסס ספירס של קדושה. וזה היום הגמוסם ומתשוקוסם לגלס ולפנסם אוי הקדושה של עשר ספירס באוילם להכניע לבטל כל כך זה תום. כי זה למזה עושה לכם, זה עושה עשר ספירס, דה קליפ. So that was the כמונה of יצחק אבינו. In other words, digging the bears, the same could have been discussed this often. ברוך אתה אדו ינו אלהינו המלך הוא אלם שהכל נהיה בדברי. We discussed this often that once the bear is the classic example, and once you hit it, it comes shooting out. The whole avoid is the hizdachichus to get there. The whole avoid is dachichus to get there. But once you get to the bear is a mayin amiskaber. So that corresponds to digging for the bear, it corresponds to working hard to be mizachich oneself. Working hard to be mizachich oneself, to be malet, I think I'm going to say later. So that's the but once you mezachar yourself completely, so then you hit the water, and then the water comes gushing up. To be machnia, to bring on inside to machnia the koyach zera. And that's the whole kavanah of Yitzchak. Continues the next paragraph. That was the whole kavanah of Yitzchak Avinu. Yishuvah also begrow, like it says, Yishuvah also begrow. Since he why grow. So the Maisa Yitzchak's avoda was to be mal and to be machni and koyach zatuma. Tachas a koyach hakedusha. Because Yitzchak was the first one that was midas hagvur. Midas hagvur of Yitzchak was to be machni and koyach zatuma. In order that Klal Yisrael should be able to be zeichet to be mekabel the Torah, and that's Meramez in the post of Yitzchak begro, ki Yitzchak begro is gematria convenient Torah. So his kavod was to be magu the koyach hakedusha b'olim shem koyach in Yisrael b'olim lekabel the Torah shem tzeusa through the Torah is gabra kol koyach zatuma. The mayim is tach Torah. Lachniyem tachas hakedusha v'yitikun agom b'olim. Grow means to scrape. Like he says, nogu l'garis haksolim shenogu ben chometz. To scrape the walls. Now there's the kavod in Yitzchak Avinu. When he was in grow, to scrape all. To invat lo the koyach hazeh yitzah harash lo yishlam hem shem esloinim. Yismol yikol loinim ha'or hakedusha l'inu ha'yash al melech al kol aretz. So the kids are Yitzchak Avinu's avoda is avoda of machnia. Yitzchak's midas hagvura, and by being in such a place and for digging, that was his gabrus that he had, his gabrus of crushing all the koyach hazara in order that Klal Yisrael should be ready to be mekabel the Torah HaKadosh. The Maisa goes through the spheres with all the three. So כמו כן זה הכוונת עבודה חפיר סבר את אלו בכדי לגל לסלפנסם בעולם אור הקדושה אור הקדושה לאסס ספירס הקדושה שיהן הוגס העולם על פי אסס ספירס הקדושה because the אסס ספירס is the הנהוג of the whole world but הרוי הגרוע which were פלישתי and they wanted to be מג with the כוח סתום so the first one was called אישק שמסכל בו is עין עין is 7 times 10 which is מרמס to the זין מידס הקדושהם and then Shekolach called me Eser Pamim Yud, Zayin Pamim Yud, which is Ayin 70, because the Avodim of Yitzchak Chofer Ba'om Yichsich and Minas and Hamshach is Galas Oyer. To be Mamshach is Galas Oyer Zayin Midas HaKadosh and Ba'olim Shein Hogas Oyerim Api Tikkun HaZayin Midas Lavidas Hashem Ve'av Abi Yir. In other words, when you Masakan the Midas, so then what you get is Abba Kedusha, Yir Kedusha, Sparas Kedusha, Netzach hoy des kashrus shes yisoy dibu shes malchus v'roy gro rov alein ki ratzu shemiyeh. It's all machlekes and anhogav loyinu because it's anhogav the design midas to sitra achar. In Korosh Moeisha ki saskir, that was the fight. The fight is who's in charge of anhogav loyinu. Because we discussed already that the anhogav loyinu is a fight between two malachim. In other words, the bechino shnei lo'omim b'na'achi peredo. It's machlekes between two malachim. It's machlekes of anhogav loyinu v'efi develt. Oh, now it's going. So first one was Midas. Now Midas, the pshat is Midas is a big fight because Midas the goyim also have a shlita because the Kodesh Baruch Hu also gave in olam hazeh the koyach Midas. In other words, even it's true that this is the klipa, but ikka the fight is over the anhoga, and the anhoga is beikka with the zayin Midas. The zayin Midas is the anhoga of the world. In other words, the zayin Midas is the six Midas, which is the Amber, which is the anhoga of the world, and the mashpia to malchus, but there, that's called Eishek, because that's the Eikah with the Melchomis. The Eikah Melchomis is over there. And Hogas Oilem is in the Zayim Midas. So the first one, it was a big Melchomah. They dug and they covered up, and they dug and they covered up. Melchomah over Hogas Oilem. Oh, but you go into the Gimel Rishonis, that's already much easier for the Koichas HaKadusha, because the Koichas HaTumah don't really have an Achizah on the Indian of Moich. So Yachbur Be'achers, for Yuru Gamal Levi Yekrushma Sitno, Ki Be'ashniya, שחופו כל כך נדאג דיפה, שבואי מקסיך לו מבין נוסם, עד שאול לספיל אז בינה, שהוא למעלה מזיין מידס. והוא המקור השר שלהם, בינה זה אמו, אמו זה מוילד המידס, זאת אומרת, זה השר של המידס. ונוידן, זה לא מפנה, כי בינה מינו דיני מסערן, פעם בינה, זה עוד הדיני מסערן פעם בינה. So while kol zeh lemal b'shavashi racham gomor, that's racham gomor. So therefore, v'lachin ha'odam ha'olidach v'danki Hashem ha'makan shem yachad kol ha'midas l'shmo yisbarach, meaning v'choyza, v'shov v'tshuv v'shleim v'lefon yisbarach, sh'zeh b'chin az bina sh'olim ha'tshuv al-edei zeh u'mo'oyer ha'racham sh'b'shor sh'abina, sh'shom adem tokim kol ha'dinim v'racham gomorim, sh'yu nishpoim kol ha'chos odam racham olav al-kol Yisrael. In other words, tshuva, that's the sod of tshuva. Tshuva is al kochach mamtik everything, because tshuva goes back to bina. And tshuva takes all the dinim that were misayir in the person because of his affairs, and tshuva brings them all back to the sherish. And when tshuva brings it back to the sherish, tshuva is in bina. So therefore, it's mamtik, it's antoka of all bina. In other words, the all the middas have its sod kedusha and its sod klipas. A person can have chesed, chesed can be znus, chesed is ava, ava can be lirach. A person can have gvuros, it can be yira of kedusha, and it can be gvuros tam of being miskaber, of being a miscover of other people, etc. Sparas can be gaiva. All the middas can be. So the way to do it is that from there all the dinim is misayiras. So you got to do tshuva. When you do tshuva, you go back to the shorish of the middas. The shorish of the middas is the bechin of ima. Ima is the shorish of gurus, but it's also the hamtaka. Tova ima. The whole ina of tshuva is tova ima and tekaneach. You go back to ima. Ima. When you do tshuva, so tshuva takes all the dinim back to the shorish of dinim, and then the shorish, the dinim by the shorish of the dinim, then there's the hamtaka. אבל כשהוא הלך בדרך ליבו ותהי רוסוי שכוח מקרב ליבו נפיגר בעד יר חס ושום זהו גויים שישראל עליו דינים משום חס ושום because there you're being ordered the חלק הדינים and not the המתוק of the דינים אבל זה ישראל עליו דינים ויש מעט השליט הזה דינים שהוא עשה רחמם עשותו. So that's why the second way is called sitnot. Shiroi gro rovo lev rotsu shisori dinim min bina mechdei shiye lemata shlita la sotam echol et tzoyim chas ushom. That was what Oymikadov, you go up to Bina, but Bina is the Oyer Gurus, you can be Oyer Gurus Lera. If you go up to the Shirish, no, Bina, so Shirish Bina is Kuli Rachim and Chasodim. But there is such a thing as Bina is the Shirish of Gurus. So maybe even then there's a Machlaikas. Even then, although it's by, he's going to say, by Chachma, there's a Machlaikas. But in Bina, there's a Machlaikas. It's the Shirish of Dinim. So Sacha Kod is the Goyim always looking to be Oyer Dinim. Moshe Wolf, someone said that by the Moderna they say ladies and gentlemen because Nukva is Din, so they were trying to be makdim the Din to the Rachim, so they say ladies and gentlemen. In other words, the vote is that the Din Dinim is Metzamtzem Elikus, right? Din the Midas Agvura is Tzimtzem. So if you're a Shorish, they understand that the Shorish of Dinim is all Racham and Gemurim. But they're trying to take the Gevurah Kamoi Shehu, and the Gevurah Kamoi Shehu is a Tzimtzum. That's a very big klal in Chazal. And that the whole Machloik is the whole Shorish of Kfir and Avodah Zarah is always to be Ma'ir Gevurahs without the Tachlis of Gevurahs to be Mamtik. The Tachas Agvuras is the Antokas Agvuras. In other words, the Mamti the Gvuras Besharasha. That's the Sharish. The Zara always trying to be Taifas the Gvura, to take the Gvura as a Dabba Bifni Atzma. Because when you take the Gvura as a Dabba Bifni Atzma, so that causes it. Tzimtzum causes the Kilu, it's Hastara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Meila, they can be Mamlech themselves. Meila, they can be Mamlech themselves. So that's the. That's always the machlekes. He as well in the second be'er, it was called sitna because in bina it's also shar. So it's less of a machlekes than ma'aser. In the midas, the midas is the double gas kilu. So in the midas, they have kilu as much shlita as the koyches of kedusha. But in, when you get to moichin, nevertheless. But in bina, there's still a mochim because it's still a shorish of dinim. It goes even deeper. Because once you get to rachman and gemurim, they've got no shlita. They've got no shlita in the beginning of rachman and gemurim. The way of Shlita and Anhoga of Din, because they came out of Din. Esau was Gevura Dinim. Kamina Sarah, the Sitra Achad, it's hard, they were Katrigim, they're Bali Lashon Hara, they were trying to be more Din. But the Shaila is if we can get the Inn of Din to the Sharish, and that's by Tshuva. So Tshuva isn't Bina, but Tshuva goes all the way back to the Sharish and Bina. So he does Tshuva. So then he's mahapach the din to rachem. What does it mean to mahapach din to rachem? It means he's taking the din to the shayrish. That's the koich of tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, so then it's done, then it's nesari, then din, then it's makatrigim. Without the hamtok of tshuva. Tshuva is mam to tshuva itself. Tshuva, by very definition, is hamtok, because it takes up to the shayrish of bina. The whole Yom Kippur's and bina. All Yom Kippur is the whole of Yom Kippur is in Bina. But it's called Rachma. It's called Rachma Machasodim. It's Bina B'sherish. So that was the second Be'er. Chakach Be'er Shlish is Sivayetam Shomayach Be'er Chez V'loi Rov Erele and that's called Rachoyvus. Why? Because there they dug so much deeper. In other words, all these Be'ers that they dug deep. Not so deep as already digging the Zayim is. When you dig really deep, when you dig already into the Moichah, and here they dug so deep that they went even deeper than Bina. Kol kach ba'imek sichlam zichach taras kumat shigiyu lebechen sviyus ha'chochma alzeh merame is mashakos v'yetak mishom shomuriz lebechen asatika kadisha v'yetak. Pasuk says v'yetak, v'yetak is atik, atik is kese shibchen z'avram avinu, which is soid ha'chochma ilo, shibesoid makoir ha'mayin, that's the makoir of the mayin. As they go all the way to the makor of the man, Avram Avinu is the bechinas chachma lo. Av is chachma. Avram is chachma lo. Rom hechar chachma. That's the bechinas chachma lo, which comes from the hog of kesa, which is the hog of ati. Tika talim also. K'moyin shkeshachoy from beimaim chayim oisim mekoyim chafir rechava. V'chagach first you dig. A big chafir, and then you go smaller and smaller. At shema gimla mayan, shemakor in a bear, shemena mevatzvitz a mayim mayim achay in a bear. The makoroi, right? The makoroi. Others, when you get mamish lower, it's a neck of cotton, like a small nakuda. And that's the bechin of chachma, which is a yud, a small bechin, small nakuda. Kamei kenu inin mesiris haklish, mesiris hachachma besoid a mayin, ma makor in a veya haoyr va hashpal l'chol amidus l'chol olamet l'chol oilim as besoid a kozov kula mechachma sisa. Chachma is mashpia to everything. Kulam chachma sis, but chini beside ois yud. Shemashim avaya. Because ois yud is the smallest and all ois yis, and it's a tzir and a kuda ketana, which is the soid of makarim and a vila. Chachma beside rachman gemurim, a pshutim, di shum tar was dinklal, because dinim starts with bina, but chachma is kuli rachman gemurim. Lachin in shum achizu lach at soidim shom, al kain nefo kashi giyu ad lishom, doi rova, like he nislam pikol makachum, because there's no din bichlal. That's why it's called Rechoy v'zashem Shemeshom Hoylech v'nispashid ha'shefa barachov v'ashpia b'chol ha'medas b'chol ha'lam v'shla yuch l'achetzoyrim l'katri klal. V'zeh ki ato ha'ichiv ha'shem lono havaya ata hu b'chinas rachamim yud kibov kizmitz rachamim soyit chochem idlo sheshom ha'rachamim gemur ma'pshutim v'da any dar was din. And that's what it means ha'ichiv havaya ופרינו בארץ אני שיהיה בכוחנו לחפרס ולחרבס השפוע מאור החוכמה גם בארץ הגשמי שגם שום יהיה בכל אחד ונחסי לעסוק אז אור החוכמה ליהנה. They're always going with the tzaddik, I'm always going back to the shirish. Tzaddik, I'm always going back. And in the shirish, it's ממש נקודה קטנה. The koich zara, they don't go back to the shirish. The koich zara, Esav is actually rav, they get impressed by the big, they don't go back to the נקודה קטנה. But if you, once you go back to Nekuda Ketana, that's where it all begins from. That's where the whole Hashpah comes from. Once you get to the Nekuda Ketana, so then you can bring it, then you're in control of the whole Hashpah. Because you go to the Makor where the water's coming from, then you don't catch the water when it's very late. You catch it from when it's a little Nekuda, when you catch it when it's still in Nekuda, so then and then you're in charge of the whole Hashpah, then you can direct Hashpah to wherever you want. That was the third one. So the third one is connected with the Chochmah, and the Tachlis is to take from the small Nekuda, and that's the Sheresh of Vav. That's why the Hanhog of the world, is the Vav Midas. And the whole world is the Vav. Because the Vav starts with the Yud. In other words, the Vav, the Kedusha, is a Zerampin, because that's the Hanhog of the Oilam. And Vav means when you went all the way back to the Yud, you went all the way back to Chochmah, and you brought it from Chochmah, and you mamshech the Hashpah down from Chochmah, so that's the Anhogos Olam Al-Pi Kedusha. That's the Vav. The Vav is the Anhogos Olam Al-Pi Kedusha. Vav is the Yud with the Hemshech. In other words, always when you go all the way back to the Sheresh and then you bring it down, so then there's no Dinim Shaykh to such a thing. Or Bazeh Novel Abiyah Kosev Eil Tol Zitzchah Pesh Rashi Yaakov Esav Amorim B'Parasha. So what does it mean, the Yaakov Esav Amorim B'Parasha? Hainu Sheim Mufrashim. Why? Yaakov, you know, him is Zachech, and Tarim, and Kaddish, and Tzmat, Shalom, and Kodesh, and Kodesh, and Kodesh, and Shubach, and Schoch, and Milo. Yaakov, you know, starts with the Yud. Ki hu besoid Reisha, the Vav, which is the Yud. Shu besoid Amayin, and Makor, and Ah. And that's what Yaakov is. Zeram ben Yaakov, you know, is the Zeram ben Yaakov, you know, is the Bechin, is Vav, he's the Bechin of the Yud. Vav, it's two Vav. Vav is a Bilich, and another Vav. It's Yidua, that one Vav is the first was Yaakov, you know. Second Vav is Yosef. The middle is Aleph. That's the Aleph to Kedusha. Going back all the way, Aleph is the Pella, is the Kesef. Yaakovinu is Mamshech. Kav Mitzoy, all the way from the top, all the way down to Yisod. That's the Kav. Yaakovinu is the Bechin, is Kav. He starts at the top from Chochmah. That's Ya, Yud, and Eker. Yud is Chochmah. He goes all the way back to Sheresh. We go all the way back to Sheresh. So then that's the middle of Emes. The middle of Emes is when it's coming from the Sheresh, when it's coming from the Makor. Anything that's coming from the Makor, that's called Emes. Anything that's not coming from the Makor, it's not called Emes. It's not Muchach, it's Emes B'chal. Anything that comes from the Makor is Muchach, that it's Emes. It's coming from the Makor of Kedusha. It's the Makor of Kedusha, which is the Rechin of Emes. It's got to come from the Makor, and then straight from the Makor all the way down. Emes, Aleph, Mem, Tov, from the beginning all the way to the end, but it's got to start from the Makor. That's what's so beautiful about Yiddishkeit. All the other dossiers all started from somewhere in the middle. All started from Shuguna Muhammad and all these other Narashka. But Yiddishkeit comes from the Makor. Comes from the Makor. So it's Sheresh of Emes. Yaakovinu starts in the Makor. Yaakovinu is the Gedev Chachma. And that's what it says. Yaakov Shepodes Avram. You do what the Gemara says. The Pasuk says Yaakov Shepodes Avram. What's Yaakov got to do with Avram Avinu? Teretz is Yaakov is the Hamshacha. Avram Avinu was the Avram. That was Avram Avinu, was the Bechinus of Avram. He was the Bechinus of the Chochmila. That was Avram Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was the Hamshacha, bringing the Chochmila down into the Hagos Olam. So the Hagos Olam should be Munhag, Kafi Chochma, Kafi the Hashpoila. That's the Sheresh of Avram and Yaakov. Avram and Yaakov is the Chochmila, which is Nimshach, it comes down into the Kav, into the Sheresh and Hagos Olam. That's the Makor, and that's the Bechin of Yaakov. Lehebuch, Esav, Yerdach Iranis, Esav went backwards. The Makor of Adon, Shubachim Zavi Melech, Melech Plishtim, Kisari, the Salach Mem, which is the second one, Sidnok, Dinim. Shneim Yoldim Yitzchak Avinu, Shubasoid Bina, Yitzchak is Gevura, and Gevura is Bina, Timinayim and Dinim is Arna, Vesharosh Rechman and Gemur, and Zinim, Gevalti Gazach. Because Yitzchak Avinu was the Sheresh of Gevura, because he was the first one that came down, but Midas a Gevura, Avram Avinu is Chesed, Yitzchak, Yitzchak Avinu came down in Gevura. Yitzchak has Yitzchak to him, he has all different types of things to his Gevura Yitzchak. So the Shaila is, Yitzchak Avinu is the Darga of Bina. He's the Darga of Bina, Bina is Gevura. If you go real deep into the Gevura, there you find the Chesed, there you find the Rachem Gemur. So who came out? So Bina has both things in it. And the Ischalkas of Bina came out with Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov is the Sheresh of Bina. And Yaakov is the Hamtok of everything. And Esav is the Gevura of Bina without the Hamtok. Each one was Toifus Bina on a different. Each one was Toifus Bina on a different tone, on a different Bechina. So just took the Gurus of Bina. It's a Mardi Kazach. Yaakov, all of a Kodesh, Lama Korim Am Chaim, which is the Soid of Racham Am Shutim. Ve'ez Avi Hod Lamata, Lama Korim Avadna, Shina Nikosam, Vesad Adini Ma Gurus. Vezer Shama Kosov, Avram Oedit Is Yitzchak. Beautiful. Agam Shi Yitzchak, Oed was Pachan Yitzchak, and it's a Gurum Kol Zeh, Oed Bekoich Mi Ovi, Min Is Chesed Avram. And the Chesed Avram is Moshe Shech Chesed, is Moshe Shech Chochma, and the Shorish of that is Racham Am Chasodim. It's more than exact. So it's Chazal, Yud Kei is Trey Rein Delay Mispash. Chachma Bina is Trey Rein Delay Mispash. In other words, if you type as the Bina without the Chachma, then you get Esau. Then you get Esau. Because the Chachma is the Racham Gemurim. It was licked in the Bina. It's licked in the Bina. It's the Racham Gemurim. So you can't be type as Gevura without the Racham Gemurim. Because then you turn, then it's Tamah Hisayrus of Gevura without any. So it's a Pachadi Gezach. That's the Shurish of Yud Kei, the Shurish of the dinim with a shorish of the dinim with a shorish of the dinim. So by Yaakov and Esau they separated. So Yaakov took the shorish of the dinim and Esau took the dinim mifni atzmei. Comes up from here. It's like Esau was the bechin of the K without the yud. Peldi kedar. Normally we learn even they can't be makad. They can't be. It says ki yalok is ka yud ki is b'shleimus. The vav ki they separate between the vav and the ki. But here's the bechina that Esav is toifus the chelak ha gavuras of bina without the chelak ha chachma of bina. So that's Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov kitzah. Avraham Avinu is the yudi lo. Avraham Avinu is chachma. Yitzchak Avinu is the bina. Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avram. Avram held it as Yitzchak. That's being mechaber together. The Chochma and the Bina. The Bina and the Chochma is mechaber them together. Yaakov Avinu is mamshach all that down into the midas. It's the koyach of Yaakov Avinu. He's mamshach that into the Hanhogas Oilam. Yud Beis Shiftei Kah connected to Yud Beis Chodshei Hashana, which is connected to the Hanhoga of the Shana, the Hanhoga of down here. So Yaakov Avinu is mamshach all the way from Avram through Yitzchak, which is Moichen, and then Yaakov Avinu brings it all the way down. And those are the three bears. Digging So therefore you can't come from Avram. Avram's chesed also Kodesh Baruch Hu tzor klas upon Yehuda ben Avram shu said chokh mi lo makor rach masod mi ida kol Avram hayni tzor makor shu rosh rach masod kol khin sa Avram hayni tzor pelde gezach. In other words, what was the tzor klas upon him? Tzor klas upon him means that, what does it mean that Yitzchok looked like Avram? Yitzchok looked like Avram means it was megala that the gevur of Yitzchok b'shoyrish is rachman and gemur. That was what was megala. Now the Shurish Yitzchak Avinu is not Gvura that you think of Gvura like you think of Esav Lahavdil. Yitzchak Avinu's Gvura looks like Avraham Avinu. It's not classed apart like Avraham Avinu. It's a Bina. It's a Bina that's Moshe Shen Chacham. It's Moshe Shen Racham and Chasadim. V'lochin noy lemenu Yaakov Avinu sh'ola gam ken ad makoy racham al yoinu shu b'chines b'er shlishi sh'chava Yitzchak. And there it says v'yetak m'shom sh'gad b'chines atika kadisha even higher than Chacham. Atika kadisha is keser. Shadezak Yaakov, Yata Heich Vashalon, Breeding Barts, Mysomas and Abandon Shish Bukach and Israel, the name of Bechol, Doy, the Hamshach, Oya, Chacham, Boynum, Shayu, Tiye, Chasodim, Rachman, Gumun, Akol Israel, Bechlam, Oprat, Ruchnis, Ugash, Isbano, Chamzon, Rabicha, and Heir, Yamino, all made. That's the Avoid of Kral Israel, Mysomas and Abandon, is to bring the Oya Chacham, to bring the Oya of Chacham of Bittel. So the Chachma and the Bina shouldn't Chas V'Shalom be separated. And that's the whole Yaakov Avinu was Zoicha to go all the way up to Bechinas Keseh. So you have Keseh, Chachma, Yitzchak was the Bina, Yaakov and Esav was the two Chalokim to the Bina. So that's connected all three Be'ers. And the third Be'er that they were, that was called Rechoyves, because that brings the Hispashtas of Kedusha. Brings this Hispashtas of Kedusha. זה יעקב הניסו, זה ניו טייט של יעקב הבינו. יעקב הבינו זה בקרן וחוכמה, לא איזה נבינה בספרד. יעקב של פודס אברהם. יעקב goes all the way back to אברהם הבינו. Page of iron at the bottom. Let's put it all together. Okay, the Zemarim is because of Azeh. The Zemarim is because of Azeh. Vayachpur Abdi Yitzchok benachal ki Yitzchok u besoid bina. Soid rechoy besanov. Abdi Yitzchok kem oisam shemaschilin. Abdi Yitzchok are those that maschilin bedarka bedos yizborach. Shemetchil yish lem esarusid el eila. Shemesoid rechoy besanov. אחר כך שנויתלם זו יסמיתם עם מכרוכם לאב לעבוד הגדול ולא ולזה מצטוי ועבדוסם בהליך המדרג המדרג מנתת אל אלף זה הול בוטו בהירים הקדוש ברוך הוא sends a person first to marry the hisoris and Hashem takes away the hisoris and then a person's got to work hard to get the hisoris so that first hisoris he explains The hashpa alone of that soros comes from the bechina of bina. But then, when he has to work himself to get it back, so then he starts from katnas, because the godless has gone away. Then it's a small nakuda, and because it's a small nakuda, the chatzayim can get a hold of him. So that's where he's coming to now. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the biggest oris to a person, Chakach, Kshnetlim Zoyis Meitom, Amehim, Mechorachim Lav, Davoy, Degadoy, Lelo, Velezeh, Mitzad, Toi, Vavadosan, Malich, Midar, Gala, Daga, Mitat, Elayil, Umitchil, Oye, Tutik, Midas, Hamalchus. Because that's the katnas that starts from the bottom, Mitat, Elayil, Kimitzad, Goydel, Ha'or, Sheher, Aleim, Nishar, Shima, Bekirbom, Shir, Bechinas, Hashem, Yichik, Sal, Hashem, that they can go back to the original Bechina, which was in Bina, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashpiet, and Mar So there they found the Be'er Ma'am Chaim, which is Ashpa'a Kedusha V'Nam HaKoyah Nimshach Ad Midas HaMalchus Sefer Dekol Dargan. Because Malchus is Soy Torah Shabal Peh. They could take as a Malchus with a Dibur, a Torah and Tefillah, with a Peh. So therefore he says, that's why they slid the Shorish, because it was still a small Nakuda. So what was the next one? Next one was Bechai, starting with Tata Le'il over here, starting from Malchus. Next one was Yisoyed. Sitting as a Muhammad Sayyidza of Kedusha, Kedusha Zabriz. Chayyus and all, Sayyid Bina, Shalmal and Namedas. The entire comes back to the same world. Jay Gazoo, Tainim, as a Koyach, Shalosh Bears, Tom, Yanela. So in this second piece, he's going to Tata Leila, he's starting from the Mata, he's going. Malchus, Yisoid, and Bina. Mm-hmm. Yisoid that we learn out from the whole Nakuda is that a person has to realize that digging is connected to Melchomas, but a person has to realize that the Melchomas, all the Melchomas that he has, all the struggles that he had are bringing him to a Darga. Where it's going to come in Eobe. It's bringing him to a Darga where that's the Nakuda. The Nakuda is, that's very hard to explain. When it's very big, then you think that you really have an Achiz on it. But then you're having an Achiz on something, the oil, the key over there is very Nista Manela. It's big, Yishli Rav. So then you feel you have an Achiz on it. But the Amistik Achiz or Kedusha is when it's only in a small Nakuda. When it's a Nakuda Ketana, that Nakuda is that you feel very lost. You feel that all that's left is the Me'ayin Yav Yezri. That's the Soda Me'ayin Yav Yezri. And when you get to that Me'ayin Yav Yezri, so the higher you go, the less dispashtus it is. Until you get to Chochma, which is only Nakuda Ketana. Hechabi Chochma is Ayin, which is a complete bitl. Kesa is a complete bitl. So all the work and all the hard work that a person is doing is so to speak, narrowing it until it gets to very, very narrow, until you feel that there's nothing there, until you feel that you got to Nakuda, there's nothing there. Once you get to Nakuda, there's nothing there, then the whole Hashpah comes down. And that's called Hashpah coming from Kesan, coming from Chochma. That's why Chochma is Kulei Bittl. Chochma is Koyach Ma, because you come to the Matzah where there's only, all that's left is a small Nakuda. And then you feel a Moedika Bittl, you feel that you're narrowing and narrowing, you're fighting, and was blind, and then from that little thing comes shooting out the whole thing, and then the Rachmas that comes out from there is a Rachmas that you see the Makor where it's coming from. So you see the Rachmas is coming from the Nakuda Katana. And that's then the person knows he's on the right track. If he starts off with Rafchus, then it's a Rafchus that's coming from Klipa. It's got to fight the Rafchus. Until it gets to a certain point where you feel the Tzimtzum, a Mordekah Tzimtzum, and in that Tzimtzum, that's where the Nakuda, that's where it's going to open. In the Bina, which is the Tzimtzum, which is the Sarias or Gvura, there, that's where the whole Hashpah is going to open. That's always in life. Always in life, that the head that comes before the binyan. Always when you feel that you don't know the pshat, that's when you're going to get the pshat. Always when you feel that you're breaking yourself, you're not getting anywhere, that's when it suddenly comes squirting out. Because when a person feels that he's holding there and etc., so even whatever he understands, it's not coming from the makor, it's not coming from the shayrish. It's got to come from the small nakuda, the bechina of kulam chachma sees. First mitzvah in the Torah, the puruvu, it's a tipo that comes from the moyach of the av. It's got to come, when it comes to Mesherish, it's coming out a tipo, it's a tipo srucha, it's a thing that you think it's nothing, nothing's going to grow from it. And then everything comes out from it. You put a zera into the ground, you put a seed into the ground, it rots in the ground, it gets into a matzav of ayin. When it gets into a matzav of ayin, that's when it starts growing. Everything's like that, gets back to the small nakuda until there's such a small nakuda, even that small nakuda rots and there's nothing left of it, and then the whole hashpah comes out. Chachma is a nakuda ktana, chachma is a yud. Nakuda ktana, only when you realize, you get to that nakuda ktana, you realize that the bittul takanish baruch hu, it's completely hashlech l'Hashem, and then it opens up. Hashem can somebody who's toifus, not with the chachma, he's toifus, whatever he's masik, and he thinks that's where he's starting from, that's his shorish, whatever he's masik from. So then, he's more gvurus with such a thing. It's got to come from the nakuda where you feel as I'm ready to get spatless, that you feel that it's almost nothing left. And from there comes the b'chinoeni of Yezri. That's the shame of Yaakov. It starts with a yud, and the yud is a hashpah that's akev, it's mamish, causes a person hashpah, causes a person bitl, and then through that a person can climb. Through that a person can open up that little nakuda. From that little nakuda, the whole neviyah is going to come. The whole hashpah is going to come. Dafka from that little nakuda. So say the b'chacham. Says Avraham Avinu, look. Kashbar hits it for about a beer. It's a little tiny hits it. Lashon hits it. He was used. It's a little thing there. You peek in. The little thing hits it for about a beer. I know. In about a beer. Abraham knows. He saw the big sun. He saw the big moon. He saw the big Hakiluim. He saw the big Hasolus. But the end, the Maisa, where he got it from was the hits it for about a beer. From there, Abraham knows Mamshech. That's a Chachmino. From there, Abraham knows Mamshech. Abraham knows bolted out. It's got to come. All big asogas from Torah only came from when a person either davened or he felt mamish terrible, and he felt mamish that he's got no way in. He doesn't know how to get out. Doesn't know. And then from there, the big koyach. That's an emistika hashpah. And then from the hashpah, can be mispashit. And then once it's mispashit, it's mispashit out of itself.